Hi, and welcome to Dr. K's unofficial ER podcast. There's no real important news this week, except that Noah Weil will be making his feature directorial debut with Prince Test, a indie romantic comedy. It sounds like a good movie. Prince centers on a female private investigator who uses unorthodox methods to check the fidelity of engaged or married men. The script was written by some woman, I don't know. And it's going to begin shooting in April in Chicago. So that should be cool. Don't forget that Elizabeth Mitchell is in Santa Claus 3. And also in Lost. Don't forget, you guys can also send in movie reviews, past and present movies, about any ER... any ER member, whether it be a current member or a past member. Don't be afraid. Even if it's Cool as Ice with Kristen Minter, you can. And we all love Kristen Minter, don't we? Hint, hint, hint. So don't forget, you can send them to erpodcast.yahoo.com. And if you have questions, send those along too. So this past week's episode was called Scoop and Run, and it was basically an Abby-centered episode. So, that's why don't we just get into it. So Abby needs to go on a run. She's doing her medevac rotation right this second. Well, not rotation, I guess. She's on call. And so, before she gets a call, she tries to explain to Luca how to cook Thanksgiving dinner. And, you know, he doesn't really understand or apparently really care. So, apparently Ames is denying everything he's doing because the cop that Luca told everything to spoke with Ames, and Ames said he wasn't doing anything. It was all in Luca's mind. So Luca's getting very frustrated about that. So, right as Abby is about to leave to start cooking Thanksgiving dinner, her beeper goes off and she has to go on the helicopter. The flight crew starts to be really, really sexist assholes to her. And so much so where I just wanted to punch them in the faces, and I'm sure you do too. And speaking that they're assholes, she called them assholes. And which is another development of primetime TV that is weird for me. I've just noticed this past season, all the 10 o'clock shows have been saying asshole. Last week, Joe said it on Medium, and now Abby says it. I guess if Green can say fuck, I guess they can say assholes. But, so they pick up this old lady, and blah, blah, blah. I don't even want to get into that mini storyline, because it was really stupid. So, the old lady dies on the helicopter, and they get a call for another thing, which they go to. They now have to go to the site of a bus hanging off the side of a cliff, which was awesome. Abby goes into the friggin' bus like an idiot, but it's Abby. And there's a young mother named Melanie laying on the window of the bus. You know, it's very Jurassic Park-like. The lady is laying on the glass of the bus, which just so happens is over the cliff, so you can see everything below the cliff, and the window is spidering and everything, and the bus tips more. So, and her son Milo is there. He's freaking out. She's bleeding everywhere, and she's crying, and Abby can't get the chairs that are pinned on top of her off of her. So she makes Abby take her son off the bus because she knows she's going to die. Abby tried to get one of the firefighters to go onto the bus and get her, but he refused, and that got Abby pissed because we all know how her temper is. So she goes back into the bus, and she's still trying to get Melanie out when the lead asshole flight crew guy, I can't remember his name, the oldest one, comes into the bus and helps her. For the first time, one of the flight crew helps her, and they pull Melanie out, and then it's like the bus falls off the cliff just seconds after they jumped out of it. Miraculously, that happened. Who would have thought? So, the other little mini storyline was adorable, I thought. The whole Lulu and Alex thing. So Lulu comes into the ER because she was throwing up at Thanksgiving dinner. Came alone because her foster mother doesn't care for her. So Lulu throws up on Jane, and it's so good to see Sarah Gilbert. It's awesome, in fact. And Alex is in the ER because Sam wants him to get more quote unquote community service under his belt. And she thought having Alex in the ER handing out cookies would be good. And so Lulu and Alex totally hit it off. They're flirting and everything. And Alex stays by her side through the whole CAT scan and everything. And that's pretty much it with them. But it was really cute just to see Alex and Lulu all giggly and sweet together. He can be a little gentleman. As I said, it's good to see Sarah Gilbert back. And Minnie Romano seems to like her, and which I thought was adorable, even though he thinks she's a nurse, but I'm sure Thanksgiving dinner was, she cleared that up for him. So Luca brought Thanksgiving dinner to the ER, and so it appears that Carrie is dating the TV producer girl, who's freaking hot, so hey. And so, like I said, Luca brings ER Thanksgiving dinner, and everyone that's currently on eats in the on-call room. And Katie is there, and so Katie is starting her ER rotation tonight. And Carrie makes Ray look after her, which he obviously looks a little uncomfortable. So, there's two people missing from the ER dinner table that I was looking forward to seeing, and that was Miss Rescultra and Mr. Gates. So, Neela and Ray goes to go to not Ray, Neela and Tony go to his place, and they're basically how should I say it? Having sex. That's how I should say it. And afterwards, you can hear Meg and what's her face, the little girl, come into the house, walk up to the stairs, and walk in on Tony and Neela. And Neela was so mortified. It was awesome. But that was pretty much all that happened in this past week's episode. I mean, it was a great episode, and you can tell that they spent a lot more money on this episode because of all the helicopters and, things falling off of cliffs and exploding. It was actually really good. But next week's episode, which I guess is technically this week's episode, is called "Tell Me No More Street." Tell Me No Secrets. A teenage girl is found in front of her school, bleeding and apparently raped. As Luca and Gates treat her, Abby and Neela try to figure out the truth about what happened. While Luca must help the girl's mother, a colleague. When the police are no help with Ames, Luca decides to confront the problem. Abby's friend from Ike's returns. Pratt struggles to cope when his brother comes out. There's a new nurse on the floor, but can he handle the ER? Meanwhile, Ray's got a secret, and Gates pours on the charm, but Neela's not impressed. So, let's see. Abby's little friend returns. What's his name? Eddie? I'm still guessing that's her real father. Ray's got a secret. What could that be? Could it involve Katie? Who knows? So don't forget to send any questions or comments or reviews or anything to erpodcast@yahoo.com. And until next week.